Bear Podcast 379.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
Oh, I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both tasty white. Matt Bear Prop. Don selling his thong, okay. Having it auctioned off. I think he got $150 just for his thong.
Your question of the week.
The sexy question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification in a week?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. How's everybody doing? Hey, Leonard. Long time no see.
Yes, Ray.
It's been, what, a month?
No, 2 weeks or so.
God, it felt like an eternity.
Well, it's the 6th year anniversary of Bear Podcast. Yay!
Six long years.
But, Ray, when did you... You came in 2006, right? Something like that.
Something like that. I've been here, what, 5 years now? Excuse me. Of course, I hadn't sneezed all day long. And I get, as soon as we get on air, I sneeze. It's just great.
It's just when on the air.
Palette, your iPad.
You just put this pad on my iPad.
It's waterproof.
Okay, so welcome to episode 379, and this is the 6 year anniversary show.
Yeah.
And we have here. Well, we're at Ray's place, and. He's got a very nice TV here.
I know. Okay. I've had since I hadn't been doing Bear Podcast, I could do other things in my life, like fix my apartment up and clean it up and
that's right.
Stuff like that. Do all this.
Which is
so
good.
It's not all ghetto fried anymore. So.
Okay. So go ahead and do this our slideshow.
We're going to hit play and we're going to slideshow.
It's going to be a slideshow of our pictures throughout the years.
There we go.
Something like that. So.
It's not many. We, you know,
not too many.
Just something we threw together. So yeah. Something would be rotating behind us. You
mm-hmm.
know. Might be some interesting stuff to see.
Yes, that's right. So, okay, every anniversary show. Actually, August 1st is when the Bear Podcast first aired, and
he had zero listeners.
Yeah, actually,
6 years later, we got three.
Yeah, that's right, three. Both the three of you. So, actually, I was surprised then. It was just after a week, there were about 34, I was surprised people were listening to it. Yeah, so it was just an audio. Now we're just doing, after many years now, we're doing video.
Or video. Next, pretty soon you're going to be doing 3D.
3D.
Without the glasses.
Maybe if Dean DeBoy can lend us some 3D.
Yeah.
3D.
we should talk to him and do a video cartoon intro for us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. That'd be good. Okay, so every anniversary show, we do a montage or a top 10 videos. We usually do top video, top audio, but now we're just consolidating it to the top 10 videos of since August 2010. Yeah. So,
it's our favorite top 10 inches.
Yes, top 10 inches. Top 10 inches long enough for you?
Okay.
All right, let's go to number 10.
To Friday,
I watched Devo. Dun. Yeah, so Whip It. Yeah, they're old. They're in their 50s or late or 60s, I think, and they were still whipping it. Alice last week. I don't know if we talked about this in the show. I don't think we did. But let's talk about nipple play because we have some audience out there who. There you go, nipple play. Yeah, higher rate. Oh yeah. Oh yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh fuck yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Suck that tit. Yeah. Oh. You
keep playing with it, Ray.
Number 10 is Bear Podcast 363 with Liz, Devo, and we talked a little bit about nipple play.
Yeah. Then. It's actually...
See, Maynard likes nipple play. He likes nipple play. He likes it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's when... Oh, which reminds me, I owe some of you guys video of my...
There's a full video y'all need to see harass him about.
I owe it to Bill and to TJ. Oh, my God. They're asking for
see,
the video.
If I thought about it, I'd put those pictures out there.
Yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting. Yeah, it should be there. But yeah, it's an episode where episode 363 where Ray was talking about gay horror. You watched a gay horror film before. So.
I can't try to remember which one that was too. Now it's been so long ago.
You can remember, huh? And I just watched Devo back then. I don't know if you guys are Devo
fans. I am.
Did you whip it good?
Whip it well. Whip it good.
Did you step on a crack and break your mama's back?
And God, you're a fan too, huh? Yeah. And that was also the time when Elizabeth Taylor died.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so God bless her
Actually,
soul.
We get to talk more about her on the next show.
Oh, we do? Why?
Well, while you were gone and we weren't recording, I actually got to go to the Q Fest here in town. So.
Oh, okay.
So there's a tribute to Liz Taylor.
Oh, okay. We can do that. So. We'll talk about it next week. Next week is going to be, yeah, we'll tell you more about it later.
Next week.
Okay, so we also talked about nipple play.
Okay. Yeah. So, episode
okay, here we
10
go.
Is Bear Podcast 363.
Yeah. All right. Next show is number 9.
Can I show it? Can I take off my pants and show it? No, I can't.
Yes, you can take your pants off.
No, I can't take off my pants.
This is not a family-friendly show.
No.
Show them.
It's an adult movie.
They show a lot more than that in adult movies. I know. I've been in them.
I was carrying wings. And when it came up the door...
But the dog didn't want wings. He wanted egg roll.
He wanted egg roll.
That's what he went after was the egg roll.
It was really near my junk. About this much. And I would have been...
Your junk's only that big?
No. It was just this much from my junk.
Oh, it's that big. Wow.
It was that big. And, yeah.
It's a power bottom.
So the dog bit me. There's a big hole right down this.
It's not a big hole.
It is. It's like a dollar. It's like a silver dollar.
That's, okay. That's episode 366, Bear Podcast 366, where Ray played at Spring Iniquity.
That's right.
So, okay.
So that's where we talk about Spring Iniquity and some of the class, the demonstrations that were given with bondage and wax play and some other stuff. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know that day we also talked about it in that clip there that you just saw, that I had an accident, right? No, okay, here's an update.
Is that when you wet your pants?
No, I didn't wet my pants. I got bitten and I almost wet my pants. Yeah.
Oh. That little scratch.
That, anyway, a Doberman bit me in that episode. In that same day when we were recording that show. So
all because you had chicken.
Yeah, I had the chicken wings. And there's an update to that. They have a new dog, the same kind, a same big...
Two Dobermans now. So
Doberman
now,
that's so going to swallow me.
Both cheeks, so, you know, to even it out.
Oh, yeah. So. I'm scared now. I'm scared. Okay, so... Let's on with the next show. It's number 8.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and joining me today is Coley from Growler.
Hi everyone.
Yes, it's good to have you in the flesh. In the flesh, you're spreading to the community. That's always good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's fun too because like a lot of people, they approach me about it and stuff too. It's like people are wanting to become more involved with it and everything, so which is great. It's been like so much fun for me to know that I'm out there in the community and that Growler is making a presence and people know who it is and they want to be involved with it and stuff. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So.
It's awesome.
Bear Podcast 362. That's our Growler interview with Coley.
Yeah, it's the first.
TBRU.
Yeah, we were in TBRU. And it's actually a live.
You were in TBRU.
I was in TBRU. Ray didn't go.
I was sitting here.
Yeah, it's I got to hang out with Coley, we had him in the show before, and then it's just appropriate to have him in the show again since we were in the same. It's a live interview. And we were
face to face.
Face to face. Very woofy, of course. Coley. Okay. So, yeah, thanks, Coley, for being in the show. And what was that again? You saw the Legion of Extraordinary Dancers.
Extraordinary Dancers. Yes.
Are they sexy or what? Why did you watch them?
Why did I watch them? Because there's a bunch of hot dancers, and Mike from Glee was on there. That's the whole reason that got me on there.
But then you went there because there's a Glee character there.
Yeah, so okay. That Mike was on, and something is a thing that he started. So actually, I was talking to a guy on Growler the other day that was in Finland, and he is a Pinoy, and he said he's a choreographer. And I said, what kind of choreography do you do? And he was doing. He says, I do hip hop and modern hip hop stuff. And I said, oh, are you in the League of Extraordinary Dancers? And he didn't respond for a little bit. And I said, oh, I pissed him off.
Oh.
And then he responded and said, no, I wish.
Oh, okay. Hip hop dancing. You actually teach that? I guess there's choreography to that,
really?
Yeah,
there's competitions and all kinds
really?
Of stuff. Really? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You haven't seen America Can Dance?
Yeah, I do. I've seen some show. I don't.
Somebody's got to choreograph that.
Many on Facebook, many of my Facebook friends watch If You Think You Can Dance things. So I don't. I just don't. Okay, on with the next. What's the next show? There's number 7.
Yeah, we were walking in the French Quarter, and a very old, I would say probably in her 60s, old lady who was very drunk asked me to show her my ass.
So she could give you beads, right?
Yeah.
So did you? No.
Considering that.
Show me your ass.
No, I did not. No, I'm sorry. Okay. I did not. Yeah, she screamed down, "Hey, cutie, show me your ass." And
I don't know if you heard of this. It's a restaurant called Cunt of Two Sisters. Sorry, Court of Two Sisters.
Not the cunt, but okay. The court. I wouldn't eat at the cunt, but I would eat at the court. Yes. We did
eat there. Did? Oh, my God. So mm-hmm. How was your experience there before?
It was interesting.
Okay.
Bear Podcast 360.
Bear Podcast 360 is Mardi Gras and the iPad 2. Actually, we had a guest co-host because Ray the iPad 2. Ray was not available that day. So
that was because, wait a minute, why wasn't I available that day? That was Mardi Gras?
No, because that was the week where you're too busy with Bear Watch. That's why you skipped an episode. So I had Peter on the show. He guest co-hosted. So
okay. My dates all mixed.
Okay, just to let you guys know, Peter is he's a gomo. He's a geeky homo. That's what we are. Geeky homos. We're gomos. So Peter is the
I thought you were Pinoy.
Pinoy? Well, I am Pinoy, but we are also Gaysian. I'm a Gaysian. Gaymo. Gay-ishian homo. Well. It's a gaymo. Okay, so Peter is the one of the hosts of On My Pod podcast based in Pennsylvania. And his friend Pinoy
Peter,
Boy.
Not me.
Yeah. And Michigan, so Peter and Pinoy Boy. But Peter was in the show. And right now, actually, they're doing a daily show with Shuti from Boston. So, yeah, shout out to those guys. And thanks again, Peter, for being in the show. And that's number 7, top 7. All right. Oh, yeah, we geeked out on iPad 2s. So, iPad 2.
Which I still don't own. I'm borrowing my age tonight.
Yeah. All right. So, let's go on with number 6.
We're a chaser group. We're not a hookup group. We don't bring bears or chubs to introduce to other chasers or anything like that. Because we get that all the time. When I tell people that I founded a group, you know, they're like, oh, can I be your mascot? Or can I come to the meeting? And that's not like what we're trying to do. So it's been a...
Very interesting.
Yeah, it's been kind of...
So what's the initiation process? Link up with y'all on Facebook. How do they go about...
They can do just a search for the CBC.
CBC, which
does
is the
search for CBC.
The CBC.
Yeah. Okay.
And you can't miss us. We have our logo on there. It's of a stick figure chasing a chubby stick figure.
Okay. So, that's cute.
Episode 6, Bear Podcast 349. It's the Chaser Show with Nard, Ray, Tony, and Jose.
Yes, it's the last Chaser Show we did, right?
No, you've done one since.
Oh, we did one. We did another one, but
yeah, I wasn't there.
You weren't there. We were in Erie, Pennsylvania. But this show, we had Tony and Jose. I hanged out with Tony in at Comic-Con. We're going to talk about that later.
That's next week. Next week episode.
Okay. So. Yeah, we'll tell you guys more about that later. So, yeah, Tony and Jose are the people who are behind the Chub and Bear Chaser Group here based in Houston. And this is also a Christmas season. It's around Christmas too, right?
Yeah, it's Christmas. Around. Look at the video. We got the tree set up, and I'm all ho ho ho. And
you're a ho, right? Okay. So those are the top 6. Yeah, top 10 to 6. Yeah, we're gonna go 5 to 1, and we're gonna take a break with this message about mass bears.
If you guys are going to Boston, Massachusetts, check out Mass Bears. Mass Bears was created in March 2011 as a new group planning and sponsoring the upcoming first annual Mr. Boston Bear 2011 contest on August 27th at the Alley Bar in Boston. This new bear group is inclusive of all gay men from New England. Mass Bears endeavors to begin as a loosely organized group yet evolved the likings of those who become involved. For more information, go to massbears.com.
Okay, let's go on with the number five. It's your top five show.
Well, we're watching The Walking Dead. If you want to be an extra, right?
You want to be a zombie.
If you want to be a zombie, go to amcdead.com and you can sign up to become a zombie. Yes. Right now, if you go to the website, it's closed.
But they give you like.
But every week.
Every week they're going to give you a new pass.
Yeah, but every week they're going to give you a code word to enter on the website. So you could enter every week with a new code, with a different code word. Yeah. And then at some point they're going to do a drawing.
A drawing. Yesterday Ray signed up. Right? Ray signed up.
I signed up. And what I like about the show, it's my people. It's being filmed back in Georgia. Bear Podcast 343, which is moi, Ray's, and Rafa's Orlando trip, where we talked about Harry Potter Land.
You are total geeks. They went to Orlando just to do that Harry Potter thing.
That's the picture I should have thrown up. There's me sitting in front of Hogwarts Castle.
You're drinking butter beer.
But we're drinking my butter beer. So, yeah. Yes. So we had a good time, though. Mm-hmm. It was a nice, fun experience. It wasn't for all them damn kids.
Yeah, I bet.
But that was also Halloween. That's when we went to Halloween, and they did the whole 30-year Halloween deal at Universal Studios. So. Mm-hmm. And also Walking Dead started.
Yes.
And it's starting soon. A couple more months, folks. A couple months. Hang in there. The zombies will rise again.
I did tell you that I met Robert Kirkman, right?
I don't want to hear it.
I met Robert Kirkman, the bear writer of, The Walking Dead TV series right now. I actually met the writer of Walking Dead, the comic book. So
yeah, I talked to his office bitch today.
Oh, really? Oh, what did he say?
He's like, "How are you doing?" I'm like, "Cena, why haven't you got us an interview?"
I should have asked him. I'm gonna post maybe next week. I'll post the video of him talking about bears. Apparently, he's really aware about the bears. But we'll talk about it on the Comic Con episode. All right, let's go on with top four.
If someone asked you to take their virginity that you liked as a friend, would you?
Well, that's a good thing that you asked that, Maynard, because I'm in that kind of predicament right now. There's a young soul who I'm acquainted with, who I think is a really wonderful person. And we've joked about it back and forth lately. I mean, actually, it's been going on for months. It's kind of one of those jokes that says, "Well, I guess, you know, you're the only one that's worth taking my virginity," and stuff like that. And I laugh it off. And, you know, at Valentine's, we joked about it again. And I said, "Well, you know, being in the mood of Valentine's, you should really wait for somebody that you care about and have feelings for to give that to them, because you can only give it once."
Bear Podcast 358, Forbidden Fruit, Taking Someone's Virginity.
Yes, and there's this story about the forbidden fruit. And I don't know, I forgot. I know we tried to tell the story, but we failed to do it. There was an excerpt. I mean, we had the dialogue back then. Like, I say something, you say something, you know. It's a script.
It was a script.
But then...
We scripted something?
We scripted something.
Oh, my God.
We don't script this. Not at all.
And taking the virginity has still not happened yet.
That's right.
It is still on the plate.
We have a listener...
The fruit is still there, ripening. Getting riper by the minute.
Oh, my gosh.
And actually, I think we're going to have him on the show here pretty shortly.
Are we really?
Yes. He's going to be our Wolf Water Bear, and he's going to be here in studio live.
Oh, okay.
So he can actually talk to us about talk about everything that he did when he was in high school, and now that he's a legal adult and going to college.
He's now an adult. He can talk about this. Oh, by the way, disclaimer, this show is for adults only. And should be 18 and above.
That's right.
If
you're under 17, come back in a year and call me.
Yeah. And if you're a cub, call me. All right. Okay, let's go on. Let's go to number three.
Southern Decadence 2010.
Yes, it's Southern Decadence, and it's really just a video. We didn't do a real live show there, because we didn't go, right? How did it go? I went and just took lots of videos. It's just this, like I said, this is just really the top 10 videos that you guys downloaded and stuff like that. So yeah, it's pretty good. You guys should watch the whole show. Yeah.
Maybe we can go to Southern Deckmas this year.
Yeah. Well, yeah. This is a plan. Are you coming?
I don't know.
Think about it.
We'll have to talk about it.
We'll talk about it. Yeah. And what is Southern Decadence? It's Southern Decadence. It happens every year during Labor Day weekend in New Orleans. It's it's just a weekend where people get, you know, go there and party. Many gays go there. So that used to happen in the streets, but not anymore. Anyway, so yeah, it
that
starts
to happen behind closed doors.
What happens on Sundays there?
Stays on Sundays.
Well, no. There's a parade. It starts at the Golden Lantern, and that's where everything happens. So, okay. Also, in this video, watch the bear doing a pole dance in the end. It's actually the pole right across Lafitte's. There's this bear. His butt is hanging out, so I had to take a video.
Yeah.
Hot. Okay. Let's go to top two.
Hey everyone, this is Nard, and I'm here in Cologne, Germany, with the weightlifters here, powerlifters. What's your name?
I'm Kyle Abel.
Kyle Abel, and?
And I'm Todd Hafner.
Yes, and what cities are you from in the U.S.?
Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson? You're from Tucson also,
Tucson,
right?
We're partners.
Oh, that's right, powerlifter partner. So how do you practice at home? You lift each other or something like
that? Only in private.
Oh, in private, okay. So is this your first time in Cologne?
This is my first time in Cologne.
First time in Cologne.
I think both of us.
Oh, and how about the gay games itself?
This is my third gay games.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
And this is my first time participating. I went to Chicago last year and just watched.
Gay Games 2010, powerlifting.
Powerlifting, yes.
Not power bottoming, powerlifting.
Who knows? Maybe they're both power bottoms. Anyway, no, I don't think so. Maybe one of them is. Okay, so this is an episode, a special episode, because this was when we were on a European vacation, Mike and I, and we were there with Gary and Andrew too, with a couple of friends of ours, and it's actually Gay Games, the Gay Games in 2010 in Cologne, Germany. So we were there, and we got to watch swimmers. And you should see the video.
But you interviewed guys from the States, didn't you?
Yeah.
You didn't interview guys from Germany.
But there
that's
were,
what I thought was
that's the
funny.
Point. There were not much German weightlifters, or maybe there was, but it was hard to talk to them. I mean, they already left the place. But I could only catch these two guys, and I didn't know that they're from Tucson. When I talked to them, I thought I knew they're from the U.S., but they're from Tucson, Arizona.
I'm sure there are plenty of German bears that would love to be on the show. If you want to be on the show, call us.
Yes. Yeah, so thank you, Kyle and Todd, for participating at the powerlifting event. And it's great to see you guys and talk to you guys. So it'd be great. Okay, so that's top two. All right, here we go.
And the number one
episode
is...
Drumroll.
Don't wake buddy up.
Growler is an iPhone app right now available in the Apple App Store. And now it's now available on the Android flat platform. So how did this come about, Coley? How did you pull this?
Well, after I came out with the iPhone release, like one of the most frequently requested enhancements was I kept getting a bunch of emails like, when's it coming to Android? When's it coming to Android? When's it coming to Android? And my standard response was, well, we're working on it, but I don't have a date for it or anything like that yet. And lo and behold, like 6 months later, here it is.
It's the Bear Podcast episode 373. It's the Growler on Android. Interview with Coley. It's another interview with Coley because it became...
And it's the live interview with Coley, right?
No, this is the it's an audio
video. Oh, it's the, that's right.
We called him up.
Okay.
It's pretty big because, you know, Growler is an iPhone app. And it has always been an iPhone app for the longest time. And then this is when it became available on Android. So
on whatever that other
apparently Android hater, email him ray@bearpodcast.com. so so it's a Android is now a very popular operating system for a mobile operating system. So I guess that's when our ratings really boosted up, because most of them are maybe many of our listeners are Android users.
Maybe.
Yeah, okay. As far as I know, there's a lot more iPhone users, just that, I guess.
When they download, does it tell if they use an iPhone or Android?
I can tell. Some of them I can tell. Oh. There are a few Androids. Lots of iPhones. All right, so that's the top ten shows of the century. No, of the year, since August 1st, 2000, yeah. For the past year. But
the 2010-2011 show season, thank you.
Yeah, 2010-2011, yeah. But I'm going to mention one special show that Ray and I have been watching. It actually happened in Erie, Pennsylvania, and here is Tigger Bear in drenched fur. Okay, that video was taken at Drenched Fur in Erie, Pennsylvania last April. It's my first time. Yeah, Gary's trying to convince you to go. So
my question is, why wasn't Gary doing the pole dancing? Because I know Gary can ride a pole.
I know Gary can ride a pole really well, I bet. So. I saw him there at Drenched Fur. So Drenched Fur, that was a video.
Oh, and I hope Gary's feeling better because I thought I saw a post on Facebook over the weekend where he was not feeling good.
Oh, really?
Hurt himself or something.
I think he just wrote it. Get well soon, Gary.
Well soon, yeah.
Okay, so
he can ride that pole again.
Okay, so that video from Erie, Pennsylvania, that's Eric, our friend, his Tigger Bear, and just being hot under the water. It's now, it's not viral yet, but it's about more than 10,000 views right now on YouTube. So I'll put the link on the website for you guys to check it out. Maybe a few more thousand, so it could go viral, maybe.
It'll be on what's-his-name's website, the viral video podcast.
The viral video.
It's on YouTube. I'll show it to you. But he picks up all the viral videos that go viral and talks about them and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's always good. Actually, we did have a viral video before.
Which one?
The Bear Force One video that I took in 2007.
Oh, okay.
I took a video in 2007. It's Bear Force One. It's actually them doing a live performance, somewhat live performance, in Amsterdam. And they were on the boat because it was during the Gay Pride Parade of Amsterdam, and the way they do it on the canal, and they're on the boats and everything, and they were dancing, they're doing the Bear Force One, they were doing that,
what happened to them? They just kind of phased
their out. Website died, they just disbanded. As far as I know,
they got a couple traveling events out of it. So yeah, all good, so.
I did get to meet the daddy bear there, Rob. I can't remember his name, Robert. Yeah. Pretty, I think he was drinking that day when the last time I saw him. Okay, so yeah, viral video, make it viral, guys. The Tigger Bear video, more than 10,000 views right now, and put the links on the website so you guys can check it out. Okay, so I guess before we go, that's it, and we're going just a few listener comments. One is from Cub to Bear in New York. Talk to him in Growler. He says he really loves the show, so thanks, Cub to Bear.
And then, of course, is this the same Dave?
It's the same Dave.
Shout out to Dave, who's keeping our friendly skies safe.
Okay. He's Superman. Super Dave. He's flying around.
And also a platinum card coding member of the Mile High Club.
Is he really?
That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Now, listen, that on the show while you're riding on the plane, buddy, and see if you don't laugh out loud and everybody look at you.
Okay, next one is from Michigan. It's from Alex, and he says, congratulations, and have been listening erratically, not enough, I guess, for years, and he really enjoys the show. Thank you, Alex. And also, shout out to George from Houston. And
hey, George.
George, I saw him at Pride, and hi, George.
Hi, George.
Jorge, I should say. Okay, so that's pretty much it. I guess...
We need to preempt the next show a little bit.
Yeah, we have to preempt, yeah.
Next episode, well, next episode, coming on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Manny's going to talk about his vacation where he went to Comic-Con.
I went to Comic-Con.
And that favorite place of mine in the whole wide world.
Where?
With the werewolves.
Oh, my God. That's right.
And, of course, the bitch did not bring Jacob back for me.
Yeah.
But I'll forgive him this time. And we're going to talk about relationships and breaking up.
Yes.
With your boyfriend. God.
That is really hot
so,
right now. It's, hot topic.
So what reason. We want to do, if you listen, if you're listening to the show and you can call in before next week, call in and leave us a voicemail or shoot us an email at show@bearpodcast.com or call the voicemail line at 206-222-2327 and leave us a voicemail about the worst breakup you've ever had or the stupidest breakup you've ever had. Mm-hmm. Like, I got broke up with over text.
Yeah.
Or, you know, stuff like that. What was the oddest breakup or the craziest or the most emotional or something? Or, you know, so anyway, but that's what we're going to talk about on the next show. And, so
yep.
That should be a long episode.
This is going to be a long episode next week.
Anyway, so.
Maybe we can do this again. Oh, look at that. Oh my God.
That's my psycho pick.
It's like, but that's a Sharpie you were holding.
No, that is actually a knife.
Is it a knife?
That was from Julio's birthday 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. Ooh, it's done.
It's done.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. So I guess that's it. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And you heard Ray, show@bearpodcast.com in the voicemail line. Call us.
206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. And I got it right after being not doing it for 3 weeks.
That's right. You know, it's kind of hard to do this again after 3 weeks of vacation. So
he was gone for 3 weeks, and I've completely redone my entire apartment.
There you go. See? I should do this more often.
He calls, abuses me and uses up all my time.
That's right. That's what I do. I always abuse Ray. Okay, thank you, everyone, for watching. And go to bearpodcast.com. You can also comment there. You can leave your comments there. Also on Facebook, go to facebook.com/bearpodcast. And also on Twitter, twitter.com/bearpodcast. And you know what? I forgot. We used to have champagne. No, we do that at the end of the year, right?
That's the end of the year.
End of the year, yeah. So. We do a champagne thing, but... I guess clink. Yes, 6 year anniversary. Thank you, everyone there who has been supporting us for the past 6 years, watching and listening to our rants and all the drama that we have been through. And
craziness, and stupidity, and geekiness, and nerdiness, and just listening to our droll lives and everything else. And thanks for all the people that's been actually listening on Growler. That's picked us up as a podcast and have written me comments and say, hey, I like the show. I'm listening to it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. So thanks.
I want to hear about more of the trucker.
With the trucker?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll say, maybe we can have his comments on the show. I'll text him and see if he has listened to the show
yet. Call and his truck. That'd be nice. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for supporting us for the past 6 years. And, we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
That was Butch.
That's gang sign, baby. That's gang sign. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
This is bear sign.
Go get it up.
Girl.
Oh,
wow, I'm here 6 years.
I know.
This shows might outlast most of my relationships.